Hello, everyone, and welcome to our third episode of Bridge Bytes, the digital marketing podcast that keeps you up to date and in the know on everything digital. Today, I am joined again by the ever knowledgeable Adam Losky to discuss two new channels that have taken our industry by storm: connected TV and over-the-top advertising, also commonly referred to as CTV and OTT. Are you ready to discover the benefits and how to get started on these emerging channels? Let's dive in. Hey, Adam, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Maddie, it's always a pleasure.
I'm so excited to talk about connected TV and OTT today. There's been such a huge shift in streaming and cutting the cord over the past year since so many people are staying home. And from what we've seen, all marketers really need to be advertising on CTV and OTT. So to kick off this conversation, can you define to me what CTV and OTT are?
So yeah, again, Maddie, thanks for having me. And I love talking about CTV and OTT because it's such a booming product right now. So CTV being connected TV and OTT being over-the-top media, they are often used interchangeably, but they aren't exactly the same. They differ in a couple factors. Connected TV refers to the televisions used to stream video content over the internet. So your smart TVs, devices connected to TVs like a Roku stick, Apple TV, they're streaming smart TV-like content to a TV device. While over-the-top media, OTT, is content streamed to any internet-enabled device. So Hulu, Amazon, videos from online publishers, shows on demand on cable apps. So I go to HBO Now and I stream it on my computer. So that's really the differences of the two. As I said, they work hand in hand together, but connected TV being content streamed to TV-like devices, while OTT can kind of be streamed all over the place.
So what is the major benefit of using connected TV or over-the-top for advertising?
I think before we jump into like the actual like facts of what makes OTT and CTV so beneficial, I kind of wanted to just throw out some stats because we're right. Numbers people at the end of the day. We want to make sure that we're fully understanding why it's such a valuable option to go with. So 80% of US consumers have at least one streaming device in their household. And 47 million U.S. households will cut the cord by 2024. This is an 89% increase over 2019. So that trend is unlikely to reverse. As I said in the beginning, we're trying to find the best ways to consume TV-like content without paying the prices of cable. So more and more people are going to start shifting and cutting that cord and consuming media via CTV or OTT. But other facts include high visibility and brand exposure. So ads are unskippable. You cannot jump through the ad once it appears on your screen. You have to watch the ad in its entirety, in full. So consumers have to see the ad that we're placing in front of them. We're reaching a qualified audience. So 40% of CTV consumers pause content to make a purchase or learn more about a product mentioned in an ad. Strong brand recall. So 72% of consumers recall seeing an ad from a streaming video. And lastly, increased engagement. So streaming video ads have shown a 304% higher engagement rate on big screen connected TV devices compared to with desktop and mobile. We have this opportunity to reach people with digital-like ads while they're consuming their television-like content. So as we always say with Bridge, we're using the power of our first-party data. We're able to determine that people that want to see that content are seeing it. But on top of that, we're doing it with TV-like commercials. So that's such a booming product because we know that we're going to reach the right individuals when they're watching TV on a day-to-day basis.
Right, totally. And I definitely am part of that statistic that I've personally cut the cord. I know everyone in my family has cut the cord, and we're definitely not going to be going back to cable. But for other marketers who haven't joined consumers yet in cutting the cord, can you explain to me what the major difference is between CTV, OTT marketing, and TV broadcasting?
Yeah, and I'll kind of give you an example of like a real life example of why CTV and OTT is such a great strategy to use. So by using CTV and OTT enables you to precisely target real people based on demographic, geographic attributes of who they are. Broadcast TV and cable, however, they don't give you that full range targeting opportunity. So this is a little example that I like to use when I'm talking about streaming like content. So take John and Sarah, for example. They both live in the same apartment complex and they like the same shows. They're both into sitcoms on ABC or whatever that may be. We have both of their profiles in our database, and let's say we know that John just bought a new car. But we also know that Sarah is looking to buy a new car. So John doesn't need to see car ads. He just bought his new car. He's happy with it. But Sarah, on the other hand, is actually looking to buy a new car. So Sarah streams her shows on demand on a CTV device while John is, say, John has cable still and he's watching live TV. So Sarah would be more likely to receive a commercial for the car that she wants to buy while John may still receive that car commercial, even though he already purchased one. That's because when Sarah is streaming this content, we're able to put ads in front of Sarah that she wants to see. Because John is watching on cable TV, they can't control the ads that John sees. So he might be seeing 2 to 3 car commercials and while he's watching his TV shows, and they don't really mean anything to him because he doesn't need a new car. Sarah, on the other hand, she wants that new car. She wants that ability to see ads that interest her, being a new car ad. So that's really a main difference right there, is the power of first-party data and the power of knowing that Sarah has downloaded the Cars app on her phone or she's been Googling where to buy a new car. We know that Sarah wants to buy that new car, so why don't we put that ad in front of her? Using CTV and OTT gives us that opportunity.
That all sounds so exciting. Do you have examples of where your OTT and CTV ads actually reach customers?
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, this all stems back to what we do at Bridge. We're not making the consumer find the ad. We want the ad to find the consumer. Apple TV, Google Chromecast, Roku TV, Amazon Fire Sticks, Xbox, Disney Plus, wherever you're streaming video content is where we can serve.
Right. Yeah, totally. And I think it all goes back to the power of first party data, because we know exactly who we're reaching and where they want to be reached. So it all goes back to that.
Why not reach them where they are?
And what are some best practices for our listeners if they want to launch these types of campaigns in the future?
I'd say some small type of, not facts, but small type of guidelines to follow are implement a clear and visible call to action. So when we stream content, and really this goes for everything, we always have a digital device by us. Our phones are always on our lap. We have our computers in front of us. We have a tablet next to us. So by drawing them in and getting them to want to buy the product, we are just providing that info to them. And right away, I'm going to grab my phone and be able to research it. So right away, get your point across. Know what you're trying to draw the consumer into, because we're filming it while they're watching TV, or we're serving it while they're watching TV, they have a better opportunity to research it because they have a device right by them. Focus on a core value proposition of your business or whatever you're trying to get across, because whether your campaign goal is acquisition or awareness or conversions, make sure you're always introducing your products and services to these potential new customers, because we want to draw them in. We don't want to bore them with a commercial where they look at the end and say, wait, what was that ad for? We want them to know what you're offering so they are more inclined to want to go to your website or come into your store locations. Consider A/B testing, so multiple different videos with creative variables such as music, voiceover, or messaging to say, hey, we ran a campaign with Bridge for a month and we ran 2 different videos and we saw that the one video did a lot better than the other because we used different music or messaging. We can then shift the focus to that video moving forward because we saw the success was there. And again, what I said, keep your brand of top of mind. We want to make sure that we're getting that message across and our consumers are understanding what we're actually displaying out to them.
Thank you so much, Adam, for discussing CTV and OTT advertising opportunities with me today. If you're a listener and you're ready to get started on this great emerging channel, contact your Bridge representative today or email us at connect@thebridgecorp.com.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Maddie.
Until next time, this has been Maddie Dratch from Bridge.